right, we're back in studio, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Still got a smoky, kind of hazy thing going out there. Sun trying to peek through. We're at 63 degrees. Time to get things going. Our Monday talk around continues. We always kick it off with Christy Sullivan in Breckenridge School News and move right into Chamber News with Katie Ruber from Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bill?
I'm wonderful. Now that I see your smiling face,
yeah,
come in here and kind of brighten things up.
It's the hair. I have red hair.
It's got to be it.
Yeah, it's got to be it.
So, hey, let's do a little follow-up. How's it been going since you accepted this position? You said you're loving this. Everything's going great.
I am absolutely having the most wonderful time.
Good.
I've met so many people. There's so many more people to meet, and I'm excited to get out there. It's been a lot of work,
right,
a lot of learning, but it has been a dream come true. And I didn't even know it was a dream. I didn't. So it's been fantastic.
It's great when things fall together,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. It sure is. It's like I was meant to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about, you want to mention ChalkFest too, because you got sponsors coming in on ChalkFest.
Yeah.
Touch on that a little bit.
Hey, I just wanted to give a shout out to all the sponsors who are helping us build this ChalkFest and make it as a success as it can be. These sponsors are going to go towards paying for all of these artists that we're bringing in. Hey, I heard we were bringing in a caricature artist. He's a local guy. Name is Trevor.
Trevor. He used to work here.
Oh, really?
Yes, he's brilliant.
Yeah,
he's a brilliant caricature artist.
Bringing him in from Detroit Lakes. He said he's going to come. He's excited. He's going to give everyone free caricatures.
I'm going to go get one.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
Yeah, that'd
just
We're
be good
so
to
excited.
See him again.
Yeah, and to make that possible is for these sponsorships to come through. So I want to give a shout out to the sponsors that we do have so far. Nadine Jolson Accounting, Smith Motors, Dale Carnegie Training, Lee Filter Gutters, Scott Electric, Edward Jones, Jody Hendrickson's Edward Jones, Three Borders Sports Network, Bremer Bank, Interstate Engineering, Tiny Tykes, Hornstein Family Chiropractor, Econo Foods, Jink Bazoo, Casey's Store, Corner Drug, and a special shout out to Red Door Art Gallery for helping us out.
That's who you've got already.
Yes.
Wow.
People are stepping up to the plate because they know how big of an event this is for the community.
Well, thank you, sponsors.
These sponsors keep it free for everyone.
So, right.
Yeah.
And you're looking for more.
Oh, I mean, yes.
You haven't filled your quota yet.
No, we haven't. So we are always grateful for the appreciation and the support that the community can give.
It's going to be a great ChalkFest.
Yeah.
I love this event because it just gets bigger and better every year.
And it's already bigger and better. As we're planning it, it's already growing. So so excited.
Now we got to back up, talk Blue Goose Days.
Couple, 10 days, 11 days?
Yeah, we're going to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've gotten a few calls at the chamber about some of the parade happenings.
Mm-hmm.
Parade starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Is it the 3rd? I think it's the 3rd of June.
I believe it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so people are asking about applications. No, you just show up. The parade starts at, Farm City Supply in Breck.
Yeah.
Goes down to Family Dollar in Wapiton. Show up with your stuff because
They'll just put you where they need you to be. Yeah, it's not a problem.
We have somebody lining everything up, and so you just come between 9 and 9:30 and bring candy.
It's a great parade. Yeah, bring candy. Bring lots of it. You got a lot of kids out there loving that.
Yeah, they're looking forward to it, so.
Great. Going to be a great Blue Goose Day celebration.
It will be.
Just be a lot of fun. And then, we got Headwaters Day way down the road.
I don't actually know the date. I don't know if it's
it's
in September sometime.
But that'll be here before you know it, too.
Yep.
I can't believe we're already
talking.
We're
going to blink and it's going to be here.
Blue Goose Days.
Yep.
But. Well, good. You've got an assistant here.
I do.
Tell us about your assistant.
This is actually my niece, Mercedes. She's just back from basic training. She is here to help me out, just to catch up on stuff because we've just been so busy. So she's coming in because I just need help. And
right.
She's willing to help me out for the summer, and I'm so excited.
That is good. Always nice to have assistance, especially when it comes from family.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Loving it.
Well, Mercedes, congrats on basic training. Good to have you back. And step up to the mic and say hello. Yeah, you're not getting out of this easy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, tell us about your basic training experience. You were in basic in Texas, correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And this is for?
This is for the Air Force.
For the Air Force.
Yep.
Okay. And this is part of guard training, correct?
Yep. Yeah. So I'm part of the North Dakota Air National Guard.
Fantastic. Yep. Well, congratulations on getting through. How was the weather down there?
Oh, actually, it was hot but also cold because I went down in the winter months of Texas. So one minute it'd be 80 degrees, the next minute it'd be 30 degrees within the span of 48 hours.
Yeah.
So it was pretty wild.
Well, you missed the horror show that was our winter back here. So,
yeah. You
know, that was definitely a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So now you say you're going back again. You've been through basic, but you have follow-up to do with that?
Yeah, so I'll keep going back and forth between here and Minot. Minot is my home station. In August, I go back up again to be a part of their global strike team that they have going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, how is it working for Katie here with the chamber?
Well, this is my first thing that I've done with her so far.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're just kicking it off with this.
I am. It's wonderful. It's a really great experience. So far, so good. So I'm really happy that I get the opportunity to work with my aunt.
Fantastic.
So I'm very excited for this.
So how long is this going to go on, your affiliation with the chamber? Is this kind of indefinite or...
Until she finds a new assistant to be able to be with her permanently, because I am only here for the summer. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you
so.
Come back in here every Monday with her, okay? Because you got that same smile. I love it.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations on BASIC again. That's awesome. That is our chamber report with Katie. We do this every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. It's 918. Partly cloudy sky. We've got 63 degrees. Good morning.
Make the bed. Have a good cup of coffee and start your day out right with great radio. Mornings with Bill Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.